a lot of people have issues with the fourth season of Community, and I tend to agree, but I do feel like there's occasionally a few positive elements, like the incorporation of the character Rachel in the later seasons, I think was actually also-
Shush. I'm looking at the time. It's-
The Chainsaw Minute!
I'm David, and this is your Dose of Chainsaw Man. You can join us every Friday where we see what masterpiece Fujimoto put out.
I'm Jordan, and if you're looking for regular Shonen Flop goodness, you find our next episode to hear our first thoughts on Killing Me this Monday. David, you're killing me! Oh my god!
And we're killing it every single time we record.
Oh yeah.
These recordings are open to everyone to listen and chat along with us on the Shonen Flop Discord every 6 p.m. Eastern Time when there's a new chapter out. Find a link to it in our show notes or on our site.
Oh, yeah.
And Jordan, you know what's opposite of our listeners is the devil. So, Jordan, what was your devil this week?
Except for the cool devils. You know what I mean? Like those awesome devils. I feel like Ozzy Rat's a devil. But anyway, my devil this week was the gym devil. I'm fucking exhausted, David.
What did he do to you?
He knows what he did.
What's poppin', Jimbo?
I came back from the gym not long ago. Oh my god, I'm barely here.
Oof. Did you get that contract thing sorted out?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
They gave us a huge discount.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mine was the cleaning devil. I had people over for Easter, which means I had to deep clean the whole apartment. That was fun. Loved it, but at least now I have a clean apartment, and it was a great time with Easter. Unfortunately, Ravioli's bunny costume did not come in time.
No! We had a similar thing where our kitten is a little over 6 months, and he's big enough where we finally got rid of his pen, which was taking up a lot of space in our room, and so now there's a lot more space, and he's been going crazy because the space has changed. So yeah, it's really nice to have more room, but I wish he'd chill out.
I totally get that. It was adjustment for Ravioli. I actually had a very traumatic moment where Ravioli really likes eating fruits and vegetables, but I was eating grapes, and it's just so emotionally crushing.
Oh god, yeah, to keep those away from her.
So anyway, though, enough about that, Jordan. The plot summary for...
Chapter 161! Chainsaw Man Puzzle! More like Jigsaw Man Puzzle, am I right? Alright. The surgeons are finished cutting Denji apart and decide to take a break when Katana Man bursts through the door, spilling all the boxes of Denji on the ground. This upsets the doctors who just fucking finished organizing them. God damn it. Yoru demands that the kids start putting him back together with the idea that when they start up his heart, he'll reform. Kickstart my heart, however the fuck that song goes.
Sure.
They find his wiener, and Katana Man says to shove it up his ass, which is vetoed by Yoru, who wants him to put it back together. They find his wiener, and Katana Man says to shove it up his ass, which is vetoed by Yoru, who wants it put back together properly so she can have a true battle with him. It's a very important part, David.
Yes.
And Popcorn, you.
It was actually a plug for the Shonen, for the Chainsaw Man fighting game they're releasing. Katana Man makes fun of her for having no game and no bitches, but Yoru says that bitches ain't shit, to which Nail laughs and says she doesn't know anything about love. And Yoru says, nuh-uh. Brobeini finds Chainsaw Man's head, and Asa is shocked to discover that Chainsaw Man is Dennis.
What?
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 What a twist. Just then, oh my god, it's Quan Chi's music as she busts through the door, and shit, I guess that dude actually did go to get someone who could kill everyone.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when he said, I'm gonna get someone who could kill you, I was like, who are you gonna get? And then he got Quan Chi, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? Actually, not a bad choice there. She might actually be able to kill everyone in the room.
So, Jordan, this is definitely a very strong contender for the best chapter of the year.
This was really good.
I was smiling, laughing, just, this was just a great chapter. So, Jordan, what stood out to you first is why this was a 10 out of 10?
The nonchalance of the doctors.
Fucking doctor.
They're like, all right, so they're intruders. Let's just take 5, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, everyone's so adjusted to everything being awful in the Chainsaw Man world that it just adds this really great sense of black comedy to it.
Oh, yeah. Or they're like, is this Chainsaw Man's head? And he's like, seems like it. And he's holding like just a cup of coffee. He doesn't give a shit. He's like, yeah, whatever. Like, they're mostly angry that they knocked over the boxes, which they just finished.
Oh, they were so mad about the boxes being knocked over.
They were so mad about that. Also, David, I'm just saying, seems like there's only one leg. Seems like there's only one of each body part. I don't know. Just seems that way.
I guess we'll see. Maybe hashtag Jordan was right, 2024.
I think I might have been right.
And then my headcanon is that Ken Jeong, that doctor was Ken Jeong if he hadn't gone into comedy but kept his sense of humor.
That's fair. Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's Dr. House. Dr. House would also be that nonchalant and not give a shit. That's all I'm saying.
That actually happened in an episode where a guy with a gun was a hostage situation, but House thought his medical issue was really interesting, so he handed him back the gun so he could keep working on the issue. So yes, House would act exactly like that.
Yeah, I also loved Fammy just being like, elbow. I thought that was a good moment.
And then seeing Brobaney just continued the Cobaney where he actually apologizes for interrupting.
He actually apologizes for knocking over the boxes. I like the guy who found Denji's wiener. Something Steph pointed out is that at first she read it like, oh my God, it's his wiener. It's his wiener. What should I do with, like, kind of goofy, like, but realized, no, that guy was super serious. He was like, I found his wiener. Where should I put it?
Can I also say I just love their choice of the word wiener?
Yes, it's great. This is not the first time. Absolutely perfect.
Then Katana Man is like shoving up his ass because he really wants his revenge.
Yeah, for getting kicked in the balls a billion times.
Yeah.
I don't fucking blame him.
That scene when they find his head and say that's his head, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
When the surgeon just goes, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It's just that was by far the funniest thing that's happened in part two of Chainsaw Man.
It's really good. This whole chapter, like, I feel like part two has definitely not been as action-packed as part one, but
it's a slow burn.
It's been a lot funnier, I will say.
Yeah.
Also, man, Fujimoto fucking loves eye patches.
Yep.
There are three people with eye patches in this chapter alone.
Yeah, and as he posted on the Discord, Denji started the series wearing an eye patch.
Denji started the series with an eye patch. And then, of course, there's Himeno, and there's probably more eye patches that I'm not remembering.
I know that Fujimoto said his love of strong women came from a girl who used to bully him, I think, in school. I wonder if she wore an eye patch.
Is that really why?
Yeah.
Oh, Fujimoto.
I think it's like Makima is based on a high school bully he had.
I was gonna say, that doesn't shock me at all based on, like, Makima. They're honestly Aza.
Yeah. I, by the way, I feel like we're starting to near the end game of part two. What do you think? Like, I feel like we're maybe got a year left.
I think that that makes sense, because I think Aza finding out that Denji was Chainsaw Man was probably a big, like, beat of tension, I suppose, that was just kind of released. I mean, we had Denji finally facing consequences for being Chainsaw Man, too.
Yeah.
That is also, like, a very big climactic moment. Yeah, I think that, like, things really are starting to get resolved, so it makes sense that we're getting close to the climax of part two.
Yeah. Now, do you think it'll end, or do you think there'll be a part three?
I think there's going to be a part three. I mean, I know that Shonen Jump does not want this series to end. The way that they work, they'd love it to go on forever. You think part three will have a tournament arc, David?
Yeah, of course. In hell.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Denji still hasn't gone to hell to save Power yet.
Yeah.
Fuck. I can't believe I forgot about that plot.
He's got to go to the hell tournament.
Yes. He's going to fight Goku.
Yeah. It's just going to be the dark tournament from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
But with Denji.
Oh, man. All right. Do you have anything Chainsaw actually... Do you have anything related to this chapter that you still want to talk about?
I no. This was a really good chapter, though. It was really funny.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, I want to say thank you for all your hard work on the show.
Oh, thank you, David. Thank you for putting everything together and just, you know, being you.
Oh, I try, babe. I also want to say you can find us on Twitter at Shonen Flopcast, Tumblr Shonen-Flop, and our website ShonenFlop.com. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, wherever else you get your podcasts. Props to Shannon for the awesome cover art. Find her online at Illuminati. As a reminder, you can be joining us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time when there's a new chapter out. Find a link to it in the show notes or on our site. And a big shout out to everyone listening in right now. Stay tuned for Monday as we give our first thoughts on Killing Me. Jordan, though, I gotta say, you knew once that door exploded, there was only one person that really should have been there.
David, oh my fucking God, Dave, you have to stop talking because I'm looking at the clock. It's like the Chainsaw Minute has passed.
Rize, bye.
Bye.